Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Shin Tes Zayin. We are on page 250. Shin Tes Zayin is Tzido HaAsura VaHamuteres B'Shabbos, the trapping that is forbidden and permissible on Shabbos. V'Shelo Yishav Shev Harok, and not to rub out saliva. So says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Hatzod Tzipor Dror L'Migdal, one who traps a free bird into a cabinet, shunitzabo, that he is considered trapped inside of it, usha'ar tziporim, or other birds, utzvi, or deer, labayas, into a house, o labaybar, or to some other enclosure, shehen nitzodimbo, where they are trapped, chayiv. So basically, whatever type of bird it is, we'll discuss a little bit of the details, but if you trap a bird or an animal into a place where it's normal to trap it, and we'll discuss what that means, so then there will be an Isser Daraisa, you'll be Chayav Achatos if you do a Peshogig. V'im Eino Nitzodbo, but if you trap the bird or the Tzvi into an area where it's not really trapped, so Potter Aval Aser, it will still be Aser Medirabonim, but you'll be Potter from the Chatos. That's the Mechaber for tonight. Zokten Shabura Hatzot, Sivkotun Aleph, Hainu shepasach shar hamigdol. What happened over here is you opened the gate of the cabinet, the osa tachbulos, and you did some kind of activities ad shenichnas hatzibur lesocho, until you got the bird to go inside the cabinet, v'sagar alav, and then you close the door. So it's interesting that the Mishabura discusses two things. Number one, that you did some kind of tricks to get him inside, and number two, you closed the door. Note number one, right away he points out that the Mechaber is going to tell us shortly in Sevhei, Sha'af im lo osa odom pu'ulos almanas lahachnas hatzvi. Even if you did not do anything to get the deer into the enclosure, ela nichnas hatzvi me'atzmo, the deer got in on his own, v'sogar olav ha'odom es adelas, and all the person did was he closed the door. He didn't do the tachbulos, he just closed the door, he's chayiv mishum tzeda. So why are we saying over here in the Mishabura that you did tachbulos to get the bird in, and then you close the door? L'chora, it's pashut. The Mechaber says just closing the door is enough. So explains the Avnei Nezer, shekeshah ha'odam eino rodef achar ha'balchayim lachniso labayis. If the person does not run after the animal to bring him into the house, u'la'achar mikein noah loso, ela, so he doesn't run after him and then close the door. Elo noel es adelas bilvad. All he does is close the door, like in Sivhei. Ein ze av melocha ela tolda. Ma she'en ken kishaosu umaisa lachniso she'osra adav mishum av melocha. We're not getting involved in the difference between the av and the tolda, but they're both daraisa. But lemaisa, if you just close the door, like in Sivhei, that would be an isur daraisa of a tolda. Over here, if you did the tachbulos and then you close the door, so then that would be the av melocha of tzeda. Continues the Mishabura. So you open the gate of the cabinet in which you're going to trap the bird. You did some kind of things to get the bird in. You close the door. Afilu lo tfaso adayin biyado chayiv. Even if you didn't do anything with your hands, you didn't grab the bird with your hands yet, it's just closed up in this cabinet. You are chayiv midaraisa. Ki bisogro hamigdol nigmar hatzida. By closing the door of the cabinet, you have completed the malacha of trapping. Aval bameshech nisa labayis. But that which you just entered the tzipor drawer into the house, afilu habayis katan, even if the house is small, v'gam chalonos of stumin, and the windows of the house are closed, adayin eino nitzo, the bird in the house is not considered trapped. Shetivo shalat tzipor drawer. This kind of bird, the free-running bird, that its nature is she'enu mekabel morus. It doesn't accept anyone ruling over it. V'dor bebayis kebasode. It will live and fly around in the house the same way it does out in the wild in the field. She'nishmat mizavis levavis is going to escape and sneak from corner to corner. V'enam yecholum letofso. You're not able to grab it. V'lochein eino nikrat tzida midaraisa. Therefore, that's not called tzida midaraisa. So you can lock a bird, a tzipor drawer, this type of bird in a house. That's not called tzida daraisa because you're not going to catch the bird anyway once he's in the house. That's why by a tzipor drawer it has to be that you trapped him in a cabinet. Then he's considered trapped even if you didn't get him in your hands. That would be daraisa. Just trapping in the house, that's the end of the mechaber where he says v'in eino nitzod bof. He's not really trapped there. So then it's patur avol aser. That will be an iser midirabonon. Now, if you look in the Bir Halacha, the first one, he says, Atzod Tzipor Dror. So we get a little description of the types of birds over here. I am the Prima Godim. The Tzipor Dror Hema Ketanim Biyoser. Tzipor Dror is the very small birds. Hadorin ba'anfe ilan, that are living on the tree branches, umishorim, and they're singing. Umeirov kodno shalat tzipor, and because of the great smallness of the bird, nishmetes mizavis lazavis, it escapes from corner to corner, v'koshalatavs, and it's hard to grab it. Avotorim ubneyona, but turtle doves and doves, heim b'chlau shar tziporim, they are not considered the tzipor dror, they're considered regular birds. Shezachar ha-mechaber, the mechaber mentions at the end, ayin sham. So there's different types of birds. The tzipor dror, zokta prima gadam, is the very small birds, and they're very, very fast, and getting them in the house is not going to do you much, that would be an issur d'rabbanan. For regular birds, which is the torim and the bnei yona, that's what the mechaber means right afterwards when he says, usha'ar tziporim utzvi labayis. So those birds would be considered trapped in the house. The tzipor dror, the house does nothing for him. He flies around the house like he flies around the field. You're not going to catch him. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitos of Katan Beis. So this tzipor dror, this very small, fast bird, you get him into the Migdol Shel Eitz, Zok the Mishnah Berurah. The cabinet is made out of wood. V'nasa kekluv godol. And it's made like a large cage for the bird. That's when he can be chayiv. Ubiber mikri karfifos hamukafim legadlom sham. And the Mechaber talks about if you trap it into a house or a beber. So a beber, Zaktim Shabura, is some kind of enclosure behind the houses that is surrounded where a person could raise animals. Sometimes a beber refers to a body of water, but it's a place where you can trap an animal. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Gimel. After the Mechaber said, if you trap a tzipor dror in a cabinet, you're going to be chayiv. He adds on, v'shar tziporim utzvi labayis, and other birds or deer in a house. Zaktim Mishabura of Katan Gimel, it's Tadin Katani. They don't have the same din. The din of catching other birds and catching deer are not exactly the same. It's letzadin katani is going really in two directions. The bitziporim, when it comes to tziporim, v'chein b'shar ofos and other types of birds, eino chayev atshia habeber v'habayis mekora. You're not going to be chayev unless the area that you're trapping it into or the house you're trapping it into is covered on top. The gam chalonos of stumin, and obviously the windows have to be closed. Otherwise, shu yochal ivrach derech sham. Otherwise, the bird is going to escape. So, to be chayiv for catching a bird in a house, it has to be a closed house, a closed beibar, and the windows are closed. It's totally enclosed. Ushar chayos, but other animals like the tzvi, ubatzvi v'shar chayos, chayiv afilu einu makor v'gam chalonos apsuchim. Obviously, you're catching a deer. It doesn't matter if the house is closed on top. It doesn't matter if the windows are closed. The deer is staying in the house. And therefore, although the Mechaber says, Shar Tziporim Utzvi, Labayas or Labaybar, you're going to be Chayiv, it's talking about two different situations of Bayas or Baybar, depending on what you're discussing. You're discussing birds, there has to be a roof, the windows have to be closed. You're talking about a deer, we don't care if there's a roof, we don't care if there are high windows that are open, it's not going to go out. Sivkotan Dalit Shehem Nitzodim, as long as there is a place that it is trapped, you'll be Chayiv Midaraisa. Zokta Mishabura, Lafuke im Habayas Vabaybar Godol. This is coming to exclude a case of a house or a beber which is very large. She'ein yucholim l'tavso b'shchiachas. That even after you get the bird or the deer into that enclosure, you're still not going to grab it b'shchiachas. Meaning, hainu b'ritza achas. With one running, with one try, you're not going to be able to catch it. Elotzarech lihinofesh kodem she'agienu. You're going to have to rest before you try again and eventually catch it. So then you're not going to be chayav if you bring it into that enclosure. So lo mikri tzida daraisa. Afshu makora. So even if it is enclosed, that would not be tzida daraisa, because even once it's there, it's not so easy to get. Umimela. And automatically what happens is now, hatzodeyu sham babayas of a beber chayav. So now by enclosing it in the house of beber, which is too big to grab it in one shot, so you're not chayiv midaraisa. But if it's in there, and then you grab it, so then you'll be chayiv daraisa. So if it goes into an enclosure which is really too large to consider a trap, so that would be an issur d'rabbanan. But if now you trap it within that area, you grab it with your hands, let's say, that would taka be a chayiv daraisa. V'ayim l'kamon, b'mishabura sefkoton unches. Hashole dog men hayom, one who draws out a fish from the sea, letoch seifel shalmayim, into a bucket of water, chayiv. To have a tzida, that's called catching a fish, that's called trapping a fish, that's an issur d'oraisa, you go fishing, you catch it, and you put it in a bucket of water, you have now trapped a fish, it's an issur d'oraisa. Aval, ima koro, but if you uprooted it from its place, the hivricho, and you chased it away, letoch breichas mayim, you took it out of a large area of water into a smaller enclosure of water, lo have tzida, that's not called tzida, shegam sham nishman lechorin uslakim, you took it out from the ocean into a pool. You're still not getting the fish in the pool. It's going to go into the different corners. You're not going to be able to catch it. V'ayin l'kamom v'mishaburis v'kot l'am gimel. Hatzod ari. This is not, we're not recommending this, but if one is trying to trap a lion, eino chayiv atchiach nisenu lakipa shelo. You're not chayiv until you trap it into its cage. Shuneh sarbo, that it is properly locked up in. Otherwise, the assumption is the lion's going to get out. So you shouldn't do that. Sivkotan hey. Potra avasa. The Mechaber said again that if you trap a tzipor dror into a migdal, you're chayiv, because that's the normal way to trap it. Other birds or deer into a bias or beibar, whichever one is appropriate for that animal that is nitzod bo, then you're going to be chayiv daraisa. But the Mechaber ended off and said vim eino nitzod bo. If you trap any animal into an enclosure where it's not really trapped, so then it's going to be potra avasa. It will be asa midrabanan. Says the Mishabura al kol hasif koi. This ending of the Mechaber, which says, if it's Eino Nitzelbo, it's Patra Avos, is going on the entire Sif. The Al-Kain, and therefore, going back to the first case, Tzipor Dror Shenichnas Labayis. A quick bird, a Tzipor Dror, the small bird that enters into a house, Derech HaPesach O HaChalon, through the door or through the window, Afal Gav She'eino Nitzotcham, even though you can have a very hard time catching that bird, it's not considered trapped there. Mikol Mokom Oser Liskor HaPesal V'Achalom. It's still Oser Midirabanan to close the door and the window. You can't enclose it in the house, even though it's not Nitzotbo. It's not like you have it now. Still, it's an Oser Midirabanan. But Ubizman HaKor She'esh Tzar Tzino Tzar Acher. But if it's very cold and the window is open, and a bird has recently just flown into the house, and you want to close the window because you're cold, or you have any other tzar, kosav achay odem demuter linol im ein kavanoso rak lahatzel minakor. If your intention is to close the window purely because you are cold, but you know there's a bird in the house, and now it's going to be trapped, zokt achay odem, you're allowed to close the window if that is your intention, to keep out the cold. Ve'eino rotze klal b'tzidos atziv, where you don't want the bird there. You have no intention of the bird, you only want it for the cold to stay out. It is mutter. Kevan de'ein bo tzida da'oraisa, since that is not tzida da'oraisa, trapping a bird in a large house, afagav da'havei psikreisha b'dirabonon. Even though by closing the window, it's a psikreisha that you trapped the bird, and it's an issa d'rabbanan, normally a psikreisha on a d'rabbanan would be usser, but over here, since it's b'makom tzar, so then it's permissible, says the chay adam. But there is a very important note over here, and that is note number 6. You don't have to turn there in the back of the sefer, he points out on page 40 at the bottom, v'im yochol hu lahotzi asat tzibur aidei tachbulos lifnei shenoel. But if you're cold, you want to close the window, which we just said is mutter. But if you're able to get the bird out somehow before you close the window, the ksos ha-shulchan writes, she-tzorahu lo-tzia. You must try to do some ishtadlis, if you can, to get the bird out before you close the window. If you can't, zok t'chayodam, close the window, you have no kavanah for trapping, your kavanah is purely to keep out the cold. But mokum tzar, even though it's a psikreisha on the rabbanon, it will be permissible. However, the Mishabura ends off and says, Aval Bishor Chayev Oof, but when it comes to other animals or birds, the Shayach Botseda de Oraisa Babayas, like the regular birds or the Tzvi, where the Mechaber said it is Seda in the house, Osir, then it would be Osir to close the door or the window even if you're cold. Afagav She'enu Mechavin Klal, even though you have no Kavana for the trapping, it's Osir. To have a Psikresha, because that is the situation on the Daraisa, and therefore, even though it is a Makum Tzar, it would still be forbidden. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem tomorrow with Siv Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.